Continuing emergency triple team traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
If you're headed home southbound on I-15, only delays are waiting for you as you leave downtown and make your way to about 90th South, where it is just crawling along. From there, speeds do start to pick up a bit, but you're still in slow traffic into Draper. Northbound I-15 also seeing slowdowns. These delays go from just before Bangor Highway to 90th South and the 21st South Freeway, seeing heavy and slow traffic westbound between I-15 and the West Belt. Len Thomas?
If you're southbound on the 215 West Belt, it is slogging from I-80 to 3500 South, rather, and then a little bit slow on to Taylorsville. Now on the I-215 South Belt, you're facing slow driving either direction still from I-15 to Redwood Road, and then a crash northbound Bangor Highway 104 South, causing slow from 114th, and if you're in Utah County, a little bit of slowing SR-92 to 1500 North and Lehigh. Mark?
You want to avoid a couple of places up north. First of all, Harrison Boulevard shut down tight, I'm afraid, at 36th Street due to a serious crash there in Weber County. And then Highway 89's been pretty rough northbound, basically all the way between the split of I-15 and the I-84 interchange. Wreck in the Layton area along the way, and then northbound I-15 Parish Lane up to Clearfield, SR-193 Davis County, extremely slow, as is the 215 North Belt northbound. You've got about halfway between I-80 and Legacy Parkway, a medical situation brewing there. Any project's easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.